We in this country certainly should not be following their example. I mean, all I have to do is look at the European financial disaster. Then you look at the consumers over there being misled with all kinds of misinformation against GMO, against livestock production, and all this sort of stuff. We've got to do the best we can to inform people. And unfortunately, a lot of people get misled that don't understand livestock production. Now, we just went through this with the lean, finely textured beef. Well, an absolute smear campaign based on no problems with... There are no health issues. In fact, it's a safe product. It's a lean product. It's a quality product. And yet a lot of people were misled by that. So I think what it says is we've got to be very quick and very nimble to correct the misinformation with solid factual information based on science. And as a governor of a leading agricultural state, I want to be a leader in doing that. I think the consumers deserve that. I think it's wrong that so many are misled with the misinformation and basically emotional and fear campaigns.
Anybody else?
Governor, just a clarification on the goal to increase exports over the next 5 years by 20%. Is that solely out of Iowa?
That's my goal as governor, yeah. So that's something I set when I ran for governor. And I think that's probably a pretty modest goal. I think we maybe can exceed that. But exports are important, and a lot of jobs in Iowa are dependent on exports. Obviously, one of the reasons why we're experiencing good corn, soybeans, pork, and beef prices in Iowa today is because of the export market. And we think we need to continue to grow that and breaking down some of the trade barriers and also assuring the international marketplace that we have a safe, reliable, quality product is important.
Governor, what are some of the specifics you see your office doing to combat some of this misinformation you talk about?
Well, I've tried to be very proactive. When we went into this situation with the smear campaign against lean, finely textured beef, I called two other governors whose plants were affected, the governor of Kansas and the governor of Texas. They joined me. We went to South Sioux. We saw, and we went through and walked through the process and pointed out it's a safe process. There's never been any health issues related to it, and it's a quality product. We also had a big rally in Sioux City. We also had a big meeting in Iowa State University with the Block and Bridle Club. Block and Bridle Club. That's the future agriculture leaders. And we had over 450 of them there. They are the ones whose jobs are going to be affected by this, and we want to make sure that they're going to be proactive in helping get the information on it. This Lieutenant Governor and I wrote to every other governor and lieutenant governor in the country to encourage them, and we wrote to every superintendent in our state, telling them they need to keep lean, finely textured beef. But we feel the same thing about our pork production as well. We need to protect it. We'd pass legislation in this state to make it illegal for people to use false pretenses to go on property in order to try to discredit livestock production. And the problem is the people behind this are people that are against people eating meat in the first place. And so they're using misleading and smear information to try to, through emotional means, impact consumers' decisions. And we think consumers are entitled to honest, factual information based on science so they can make their own best decisions. And we think given the information, given the facts, consumers will realize that this is a product that is safe, and that it's a quality product, and that protein is an important part of the diet for the human being.
How hard is it to overcome or combat HSUS going in and working with big groups like McDonald's who carry big sticks and say we want just, you know, we don't want these stalls to be used anymore?
Well, we ran into the same problem with lean, finely textured beef, the same thing they've had with the gestation stalls, and that is, unfortunately, these big corporations can be affected by a small group of organized consumers that can go in and threaten them. I think it's good when you see a company like Domino's have the courage to stand up to that. And I think we need to support those organizations that are not intimidated by the bullying tactics of these organizations that try to basically impact the consumers in a negative way. Unfortunately, with the media the way it is today, we also have to move very quickly and combat this information as best we can. And sometimes when they have these misleading campaigns, it's not easy because these people are very well financed. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are, you know, they're interested in their pets and they're interested in animals and all of that sort of stuff, but they don't understand modern agriculture and the way it works. And we have a big challenge today. I grew up on a farm, so I do understand how important agriculture is, but there's a lot of people that are two or three generations away from that.
Would your office be willing to sit down with some of these corporate leaders?
Oh, absolutely. And I intend to. I've already been, in fact, I'm going to go down and meet with the folks in Bentonville, Arkansas, with because Walmart's real important to this. I helped recruit a Walmart distribution center to Mount Pleasant when I was governor before. And my concern is leaders like this, whether it's Walmart or major retail food operations, they need to make good factual decisions and not let emotional arguments and misleading smear campaigns, unfortunately impact their corporate decision-making in a way that will be damaging to their customers.
How concerned are you that we may end up with a situation like they're seeing in the European Union where we have legislation on the federal level that requires something like that?
Well, thank God we're not as far down as the Soviet, Eastern, as the European Union. But you think about it, the European Union, they're dead broke. You know, you've got one country after another that is fiscally bankrupt, and now they're doing other stupid things. But and I've dealt with them with the GMO issue for years and years and years, not based on any science. It's all on emotion. It's all on fear. It's all on misinformation. And so I just say is, if we want to be a free country, if we want to be economically viable in the future, for God's sake, let's not follow the example of the European Union, because the European Union is a good example of what not to do. In fact, if you look at what they've done and do the opposite, you're probably better off.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor.